On our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today here on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show on 1290 WLBY, we're going to tell you about Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center. It is the creation of Dr. Angie Williams, and she is an associate dean at Macomb Community College. Tell me about this organization that you've created now and what the services are. I know that you want to give low-cost tutoring, which I think is marvelous. So give me an idea of the scope of this.
Okay. Well, during the pandemic, I know a lot of students were online and struggling. So I wanted to be able to create a space for them after the pandemic or in transition for the pandemic where they can come and get low-cost tutoring to help them either maintain their academics or keep up with their academics. And we focus on reading, writing, math, and English as a second language as a foundation, because if you have those as a good foundation, you could read a science book, you can read a history book, you can understand some other concepts. So we're starting with that. We're open to K-12 as well as adults. We want to improve their skills in those areas. We also offer seminars. My daughter is away at college, and oftentimes I talk to her friends about things that they wish they had known before they went to college. And so the seminars are based on some things they said. For example, some of them had never done their laundry. But when you're at college, you're in the dorms, you have to do your own laundry.
Right.
So sometimes it's simple. The seminars are simple things. Let's go to laundromat. Here's how you do laundry. Read the bottle and all these things.
I think I want to take that seminar.
And then some of them are simple things, like my daughter has a car. She doesn't know how to change a tire. So some of the seminars might be, how do you change a tire? How do you check your oil? What things do you need when you're away from mom and dad that you never thought you had to do? And then with the college, those are the life skills. With the college skills, it's things that students really don't think of when they go to college. For example, when you go into a class, an instructor gives you a first day handout. Most students don't read that, but it's almost like a contract between you and an instructor that tells you the expectations of that class. So it's important to read. So we go over things like, what is a first day handout? Why you should read it? Or for example, if you're on financial aid, a lot of schools have what we call a no-show grade. If you don't show up for class physically for the first three meetings, they give you what they call a no-show. That's what we call it, a no-show. At other schools, it's different things. But if you get marked as a no-show, that becomes a final grade, and you have to give that money back. And a lot of students don't know that. They think, oh, I just don't come to class. But if you're on financial aid, you have to return that money. So I talk about things like that that students don't often know in the college knowledge skills. And then the life skills are things like, how do you open a checking account? How do you balance a checkbook? Things like that.
Now, people may be laughing at that, but I want everyone to know I did not get a checking account until I was in my 30s. I had no idea. And I had a degree from the University of Michigan. So these are really important things to know and to do. And to me, it sounds like these are valuable skills to learn how to become an adult. And I love the fact that your seminars and workshops are only $5. You really are making this affordable. Let's talk about the tutoring, though, because I know so many parents are struggling right now to get their kids back on track following the pandemic.
Right.
When are these classes in person, these tutoring sessions? Are they private? How does this work?
Our tutoring sessions are in person, and we are following COVID restrictions. So currently we have 3 students to 1 tutor, 6 feet apart. Mask. The sessions are 50 minutes. That gives us time to clean. But what happens is when the student comes in, what we want them to do, what we will do is start them where they are. We're going to trust the school system. There are qualified teachers, great school systems out there. So we want to align with them. So when a student comes in, the first thing we'll do is find out what grade they are in. If they're in 4th grade, then we have a curriculum that aligns with the core, the Common Core. So if you're in 5th grade and it says by the end of fifth grade, you're supposed to be able to pick out themes in a book. Well, that's where we're going to start with the student. And what we try to do is group the students by grade. So when they come in, it's like, okay, we'll put third graders together, fourth graders, fifth graders. If we can't do a group like that, we try to do one grade up or down. So it might second and third, third and fourth. So when they're in the group sessions, they're all pretty much getting the same thing, but for their specific level. If you look at the Common Core, a lot of it overlaps from grade to grade. So we do tutoring that way, and the tutoring is customized. Because the groups are so small, we can work with the students individually on their individual needs. Oh. And we do that a variety of ways. There's no book we're making you buy. So we have all these various tools that we're using. It might be a video works with this student. It might be a game works with this student. It might be we need to sit down and read with this student. There's a whole plethora of tools that we use. It's not a book you come in, fill it out, and you're done. We try to reach them at their different learning needs.
I love
because
this.
We're small, we can do that.
I love this because when you're in a classroom, in a typical classroom, you don't get that individualized care. It's kind of what fits for, you know, one size fits everyone, which we know doesn't work. And I think this really can be the turning point for many students out there who are struggling. We're talking with Dr. Angie Williams, and her company is Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center, but she's also Associate Dean at Macomb County College. It's obvious you have a lot of passion for this. Tell me about your journey into education.
Well, I was one of those students who didn't take school very seriously.
Really?
It was just someplace I had to go.
This surprises me.
It surprises me too. It wasn't, I just knew that in our family, my father said, when you graduate, you must graduate from high school. And then you have a choice. You can go into military, you can go to college, or you get a full-time job that supports yourself. And so I went to college. but again, my parents, my dad eventually got an associate's degree later in life, but my parents were from the Deep South. They didn't have college educations, but they understood the importance of education. And one of the things that's always stood with me through that is when I got to higher level types of math or some English things, one of the things they felt really bad about is they couldn't help me because they didn't have that education. And so I've always felt that one of the reasons that there's lag in some areas is because there's a lack of resources.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been in the back of my mind that one day I'm going to open a facility in a location where there aren't the resources. Mm-hmm. And even as I teach college classes sometimes, that's something I notice. The students are like, well, I can't come up to the tutoring center at the college, or I can't hire somebody because it's very expensive. And so the only time they get some instruction is when they're in the classroom with 25 other students, you know. So my location in Ypsilanti is in the neighborhood. I go across the street and there's tons of houses.
Where is this?
It's on Ecorse Road, mm-hmm. 317. So I was trying, you know, up the street there's churches. So I sent out information to the churches. I want to be in a location where, and I'm off of a bus line, so I want to be accessible to the people in the community. They can walk there. They can take a bus there. They can drive there. But the resources needed to be there. If you look at some of the suburbs, you can walk any direction 5-10 minutes and see a major corporation that provides tutoring. But they're also very expensive.
So let's contrast what a typical place would be like compared to what you're trying to offer, in particular to low income and areas that are struggling. I love this this mission that you are on. Give us an idea of what the cost is like in comparison to traditional places.
Okay. Our cost is very cheap. It's $12.50 per session for a group session and $35 for private. There's no contract. There's no long-term contract. We don't require you to buy any type of book. And we don't require you to take any type of assessment that mm-hmm. cost.
Mm-hmm.
So you could really come in and say, I need help. This is what I need help with, and we'll help you. It's affordable. So we're also looking at other plans. Like I said, we're looking at grants for people who may not be able to afford the $1,250. Right now, that could be a struggle for a lot of people.
Right, right.
We're also looking at some volunteer options. Tutors want to come in and volunteer the grants. We just want to be accessible to people.
Isn't that
great? We're going to do
great.
The best we can.
You're really trying to give these students a leg up and to help them, you know, right in their own environment mm-hmm. and maybe turn the light bulb on for kids that otherwise thought school wasn't for them because they just weren't getting it. It takes on a whole new meaning when someone's one-on-one with you, or you've got small groups and it's tailored to the way that you learn. This is something that you, you know, obviously you're an associate dean. You've probably thought about this for a very long time, these learning methods of how kids learn best.
I have thought about it for a long time because I see it. And if you're in my classes, I use a variety of methods to try to reach the students. And it works if the students are willing to do it. You have to meet the instructor halfway or the tutor halfway.
Right.
You have to put in the effort. But if you put in the effort, we can find a way to reach you. And it may not happen right away. It might take a while. But if you hang in there with us, we'll get you where you need to get so that you can be successful. It's just so important to have a foundation in education. It can open so many doors for students that they never thought were available to them. It's going to change their lives.
I think so too. It's a ticket to a good life. We're talking with Dr. Angie Williams, owner of Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center. It is on Ecorse Road in the Ypsilanti area. It's affordable tutoring services, and you can improve your reading, writing, math, your ESL skills with quality, low-cost tutoring. Let's talk about your tutors. I know you're hiring tutors right now. You'll actually train mm-hmm. and provide certification for them. Tell me more about that.
All our tutors will be trained by me in some of my methods, because one of the things that I would like the students who come in to experience is education is fun. I think for a lot of students, education is just a dredge. They don't want to be there. They're not excited. So some of the tools and methods I'm going to teach the tutors is how to make this interesting and fun for the student. The other thing we will look at is the National Tutoring Association, which is a national association that certifies tutors. So all of our tutors will be certified by a national organization, which does a whole formal process. So they're going to be trained twice through the NTA and then my training, and we combine that so we have dynamic tutors. A lot of our tutors are currently are college students. Most of them are coming from University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
These are students that I have known since they were 13, if not younger. So I know their work ethics. I know what they're good at. I know what their interests are as far as subjects. I know how they got through school. Some of them struggled. Some of them didn't. So bringing that perspective of someone who has been there recently, especially one who's had the common core curriculum to go through and made it, and now has succeeded in going on to college, we want to bring that youth and that energy in.
That's a great idea. And are you looking for students who are in the education field or not necessarily?
No, I want people who have passion. You have to be at least 18 and a high school graduate with passion for education, teaching others, helping others improve. It's the passion that makes it work, I think. I can train you how to tutor,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't really enjoy it, if you don't have the passion for a subject, our tutors are broken down into subjects. So we'll have math tutors. That's all they do is tutor math. Then I have my English tutors, my ESL tutors. My writing and reading will probably go together. But so it's subject specific. So I want a tutor who loves math, who's just crazy about numbers and can show someone how to do those numbers.
Hmm.
It's one thing to know the subject, but to be able to teach it or show it to someone is very different. But they have to love math if they're going to tutor math.
Well, and you're doing things very differently as well, because the fact that you're keeping this low cost so that this is available to all. It's Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center. You can go online to atlrc.llc. And get more information. She's got a nice website set up, and she's located on Ecorse Road in Ypsilanti. Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center. Again, atlrc.llc. It's wonderful talking with you today. Thank you so much. This is something that is really important, and I love the fact that you're reaching out to others and doing this in a very economical way. This gives everyone the same platform to be able to succeed. Now they just have to have the will to do it, right?
Exactly.
What a pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
She's also a member of the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce. And for more information about the chamber and its members, you can go to a2ychamber.org. That's a2ychamber.org. Our thanks to Dr. Angie Williams with Angie's Tutoring and Learning Resources Center. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.